It was the third downpour of the day. One of the five screens on the wall opposite his desk showed a real-time weather satellite image of Amerisk and the ocean to the west, both covered by spiral arms of cloud. To his wearily experienced eye, the rain would last for a good hour and a half. Ralph eased himself back in his chair and regarded the man sitting nervously on the other side of his desk. Maki Gruter tried not to shift about under the stare. He was a 28-year-old Grade 3 manager working for the governor's transport office, dressed in fawn shorts and a jade shirt, his lemon-yellow cagoule hanging off the back of his chair. Like almost everyone else in Lalonde's civil administration, he was for sale. They universally regarded this backwards posting as an opportunity to rip off both the LDC and the colonists. Ralph had recruited Maki Gruter 2.5 years ago, a month after he himself had arrived. It wasn't so much an entrapment exercise as simply making a selection from a host of eager volunteers. There were times, Ralph reflected sagely, when he would like to see an official who wouldn't sell out for just a sniff of the ubiquitous Edenist fuser dollar. Once his duty tour on Lalonde was finished, in another 3 years, he would have to go through innumerable refresher courses. Subversion was so easy here. In fact, there were times when he questioned the whole point of the ESA mounting an operation on what was basically a jungle populated by psychological Neanderthals. But Lalonde was only 22 light-years from the Principality of Ombé, the Kulu Kingdom's newest dominion star system, itself only just out of Stage 2 development. The ruling Saldana dynasty wanted to make sure that Lalonde didn't mature along hostile lines. Ralph and his colleagues were assigned to watch the colony's political evolution, occasionally offering covert assistance to aspirants with coincident policies. Money, or black data on opposing candidates, it didn't make any difference in the end. The formative years of a colony's independence set the political agenda for centuries to come. So the ESA did its best to make sure the first elected leaders were ideologically benign as regards the kingdom. Placemen, basically. It made sense, if you took the long-term consequences into account. A few £1 million spent now, as opposed to the billions any form of naval action would cost once Lalonde had techno-economy capable of building military starships. And God knows, Ralph thought, the Saldanas approached every problem from that angle. With their life expectancy, long-term was the only term they understood. Ralph smiled pleasantly at Maki Gruter. "Anyone of any interest in this batch?" "Not that I can see," the civil servant said. "All Earth nationals. Usual IVET types, waster kids dumb enough to get caught. No political exiles, or at least none listed." Behind his head, the screen displaying the vectors of Lalonde's miserly orbital traffic showed another space plane docking with a vast colonist carrier starship. "Fine. I'll have it checked, of course," Ralph said expectantly. "Oh, right." Maki Gruter's mouth twitched in a half-embarrassed grin. He pulled out a processor block and datavised the files over. Ralph observed the information flood into his neural mnemonics, assigning it to spare storage cells. Tracer programs ran through the 5,500 names, comparing them to his primary list, the most troublesome of Earth's political agitators known to the ESA. There was no match-up. Later he would datavise the files into a processor block, running a comparison with the huge catalogue of recidivist names, facial images, and in some cases DNA prints which the ESA had trawled from right across the Confederation. He glanced out through the window again to see a group of the new arrivals slogging through the mushy road which led down the side of the square of grass and straggly roses which passed for the embassy gardens. The rain had arrived, drenching them in seconds. Women, children, and men, with their hair beaten down, jumpsuits clinging to their bodies like a dark, crinkled lizard hide, all looking thoroughly wretched. There might have been tears on their faces, but he couldn't tell with the rain. and they still had another 3 kilometres to go before they reached the transients' dormitories down by the river.